Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with an overview of the December 2015 Celestial Timings. And so, of course, this month we get to celebrate the solstice, another solstice at the Galactic Cross near Galactic Center. That is very much a big part of what is really fueling this turning of the ages, along with all the other planetary aspects that are going on and continue to accelerate the evolutionary process that we're all in. So it is not ordinary time. Never is an ordinary time in these days, and this month is no exception. So something that's been going on this the last few months since August, I guess, we've had Venus, Mars, and Jupiter in the morning sky. Saturn is coming to join them this month by about mid-December. And then we will have Mercury not visible until about the middle of the month. And then it will be visible in the evening sky, maybe low on the horizon, not necessarily easy to see. But by the end of December, is setting about 90 minutes after the sun. And it's also at the end of the month where Mercury will reach its greatest elongation from the sun. And that will signal the beginning of the time where we'll look for the next Mercury retrograde that will happen in early January. I think it's early January, as I recall. Anyway, it's in January. So we have Jupiter rising just after midnight as December begins, and will be rising just before midnight by the time December ends, about an hour earlier. And it's getting brighter in magnitude, and Mars is going to be rising around 2 a.m., and it's also brightening a little bit in magnitude from a 1.5 to a 1.3 magnitude. And it's getting to its brightest and biggest expression since 2005. And that'll actually happen in May when Mars reaches its opposition to the sun and begins a new cycle. So the ending of this cycle and the beginning of the next cycle will feature a very bright Mars, although still not as bright as Venus. And Mars is going to pass by Purima at the beginning of the month. Purima is the name of a Roman goddess of prophecy, so it is known as the Star of Prophecy. And then Mars will pass to the upper left of Spica about 4 degrees on December 23rd and 24th. So Venus is rising around 3 a.m., and that's at the beginning of the month, and between 3 and 4 a.m., and about 3.5 hours before the sun as the month is beginning, and then about 3 hours before the sun as the month's ending. So it's actually starting to drop a little bit in height on the horizon. So it's going to start around 30 degrees above the horizon before sunrise, and then will be only about 20 degrees above the horizon before sunrise at the end of the month. And is also dimming slightly from a -4.5 magnitude last month to a -4.0 this month. And that is not going to be really hugely visible because Venus is still the brightest star in the morning sky and very powerful. And also Venus will be passing by the star a crab and actually Dashuba at two. It goes into, first it's going to go by Spica, and that's it's going to be very close to Spica still on December 1st. And then on December 17th and 18th, it'll be passing the star Zubin el-Janubi. And if you may recall that I talked a lot about that star last month because that's where the sun is when we have the cross quarter. And it's a very powerful and important star. So you can check out the Celestial Timings for more about that. And then the moon will occult Venus on December 7th. If you have binoculars, you and are living somewhere in North or Central America, you may get a chance to see this. You need binoculars or a telescope because it's happening in the middle of the day, but it is theoretically visible. And this is the very tiny waning moon that will be passing over Venus, occulting Venus, so accelerating the energy of Venus at the heart chakra. This is the time when Venus, the story of Inanna, she is letting go of all the ways she has guarded her heart and no longer really truly loves herself, and therefore doesn't really have the capacity to truly love others. So Saturn is still with the Sun. It met with the Sun exact on November 30th. So as we're starting the month, it's just one day past that exact conjunction. So still in the very powerful window of the Saturn-Sun conjunction. And then Saturn will be rising more than 2 hours before the Sun by the end of December, by December 31st. And it's going to be at a plus 0.5 magnitude. And just 6 degrees north to the upper left of the slightly dimmer Antares on December 21. Antares is the heart of the scorpion or the heart of the dragon. And so if I have time and I feel inspired, I will do a piece on the dragon's heart, and the idea of how the dragons are really important to us at this time, and how ancient cultures, especially we know the Chinese had a very big honoring of the dragons, and there were also the Celtic people who did until they didn't honoring of the dragons and the dragon lines and the lines of life force and energy, and that's very much what the scorpion or the dragon of the sky reminds us of. We also have the dragon Draco, the dragon in the sky as well. So there's a couple of dragons. And then I did share a lot about serpents and Ophiuchus, the serpent holder, how the Sun is passing by this part of the sky. And so the serpent, dragons are seen as big serpents as well. So that's connecting into the mysteries of the dragons. And then on December 13th and 14th, we're going to have the Geminid meteor shower. And it should be a time of that with a dark sky that we'll see a lot of meteors, as much as 120 per hour are being predicted. So it could be a really great time to be out if you bundle up warmly and go outside to see that meteor shower. And then there's also this month a comet named Catalina that's going to be moving towards its closest approach to the Earth, and that's actually going to happen in January. It's been close to the Sun. That happened on November 15th. And this is something just to know. In shamanic astrology, we say that the ultimate wild card is a comet. Now, this one won't be visible to the naked eye, probably, but with binoculars, it should be visible. And there is a star map in the celestial timings. You can see where the comet is passing over the month and the different constellations that it's moving through. It's going to go by Arcturus and on December 7, 8, and 9, and then by January 1st, it's going to be passing the handle of the Big Dipper and through by the middle star of the Big Dipper called Mizar of the handle of the Dipper. So the ultimate wild card is this comet is also a wild card in that it's a new comet that we've never seen before. It's coming from the Oort cloud and it's coming into this part of our galaxy for the very first time. So of course it may have even greater surprises for us. And comets are carrying information that accelerate and accentuate our DNA and can maybe light up and bring in information from a more cosmic perspective that we haven't had access to before. So I love that it's named Catalina as well, because, of course, I live near the Catalina Mountains. So just something to be aware of that's happening. And we have, of course, other events going on this month, aside from the Venus-Moon occultation. There's also a Mars occultation. And there is some very spectacular events of seeing the moon passing by Regulus at the beginning of the month, and then again at the end of the month, passing by Regulus and Jupiter. It won't get to Mars until early January for a second time, but definitely worth seeing if you have clear skies to see that last quarter moon passing by the heart of the lion, and also Jupiter. And you can see that in the star maps that I'm gifting to everybody, because I think I may have mentioned this, but this is the last time I'm going to do a full offering of the celestial timings. I am dismantling the celestial timings paid version and the longer version, going to a shorter version and just a free version, to free up some space for some personal healing as well as for some other projects that will be coming along. So I feel like it's time. I've done the celestial timings for over 19 years now, close to 20 in 2016. It will be 20 years. I started when I was 40. I'm about to turn 60. I'm completing my second Saturn return with more Saturn cycles on the way. Saturn crossing my north node, crossing, squaring my sun, crossing my moon. And it will end this long journey that I've been in with Saturn as it goes across my Mars. So it's been quite the Saturn journey over the last few years, and I'm grateful for all the growth and maturity and insight it's giving me, and the chance to create something new and different for myself and my life, moving into the next phase. And I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but I will, of course, keep you all posted. And in this month of High Holy Days that happen for many of the major religions in our culture, as well as the more ancient traditions of celebrating the solstice and the end and beginning of a solar cycle, I just wish you all many magical blessings for a wonderful and fulfilling month of December 2015.